10. Using mind maps to improve study methods. Chapter 7 focuses on taking notes, but the purpose of this section is to help you improve your method of note-taking when you use the mind mapping format. Once you are familiar with the process of using visual maps to take notes, you can start to refine your skills in this art. How to take faster notes with mind maps. There are some things we can focus on if we want to increase the speed of our note-taking. Due to the way that mind maps are designed, we can increase speed without sacrificing quality. The first thing to do is ensure that we are clear of the subtopic areas before the note-taking commences. This way, we know exactly which section to write our notes, and this means our notes are organized effectively too. If you have an agenda, or order of content, then you will be able to write down the names of the different sections before you begin. But this isn't always possible, as sometimes discussions take us in directions that we don't expect. If you don't have this information, ensure you stick to using one or two words to highlight the name of your subcategory, as you may want to change this or merge some subcategories together. You may want to keep a separate section to note down any questions you have, but keep them brief by using just a few words. The second thing to remember when note-taking is less is more. Now, what this essentially means is that you are only going to focus on key words, as they will prompt you when you refer to your notes later. Don't be fooled by this notion, because writing less takes practice, as this is a hard habit to break. The third thing to consider is concentration. Don't worry about making your map look pretty at this stage. Use colors, shapes, and images to tidy it up later. When you are taking notes quickly, your most significant job is to get the important words onto the page. Once you've taken your notes, you can tidy them up, add colors and shapes, highlight any key points and words. You can even add images too. How to study better with mind maps. Mind maps are an effective study tool because they are visually appealing with their curved branches, colors, and shapes. They link relevant points together, which means your thoughts are more organized, and this allows us to process information in a quick and efficient way. The fact that they are made up of key words and there is minimal information means that your brain is prompted to think freely and creatively. 7 ways to improve your grammar. Study. Read. Spell check. Active verbs. Practice. Know. If you want to study better, there are many different types of mind maps that we have looked at already that will be beneficial to you. Brainstorming is discussed in Chapter 5, and it's a great way to expand and explore your ideas. In Chapter 6, we talk about using visual maps to plan your writing. In Chapter 7, we talk about using maps when note-taking. And in Chapter 8, we talk about using mind maps when planning. In this chapter, we have already discussed speed when note-taking, planning and organizing our time effectively, as well as goal setting. All of these mind mapping methods that we've covered will help you to study. But how can we learn to study better with mind maps? 5 tips to help you improve your studies when using mind maps. Tip 1. Mind maps are meant to be a visual learning and planning tool, so use them in the way that they are intended. Once you're finished, you can use shapes, colors, and images to tidy up your notes. Tip 2. Review your notes by looking over your completed map, one section at a time. Notice how the categories and subcategories link together and give your brain time to absorb the information. Tip 3. Implement your map by turning it into a more detailed plan. Mind maps are just the beginning of your project, and they can prompt you to take further action. If you are planning your time or organizing yourself, you may turn this into a schedule or calendar for calendar blocking. If this is a plan of your novel, then you may write your chapter outlines from your diagram. Tip 4. Analyze each subcategory and note down relevant questions that you need to know or answer. You can then go off and research the relevant areas. Tip 5. Use your mind map for revision. It can be used as a great revision cramming session. You can reflect on the key words and check that you've remembered vital points as well as answering any questions you've posed. Recommendations: future chapters that will enhance your study skills. The following chapters may also be useful if you want to improve your studying skills. Chapter 11, Mind Mapping for Mindset, to help you get the right mindset when you're studying. Chapter 12, How to Recall Information, to help you to use mind maps in the most effective way to help you remember key information. Chapter 15, Mind Mapping for Problem Solving, will help you answer and explain solutions to problems you encounter. Problem solving is a key tool that is applicable to everyday life, studying and learning, and it can also be used in business. Chapter 16, Mind Mapping for Learning New Languages, will demonstrate how mind mapping techniques can be used to enhance learning new skills, such as a language. The concept can be used when studying.